As Robin was riding one day to a fair, in his best apparel, on Bob the grey mare, it was his good luck for to meet with young Kate. He vowed and resolved to make her his mate. For this very reason, my dearest, he said, because I know thou art a right dairy maid. I now am grown wealthy, you may understand. My father, he's dead, and has left me his land, with good corn and cattle, 11 milk cows, with horses and barrow, and 2 or 3 ploughs. All this shall be thine, as I often have said. I'll marry with none but a right dairy maid. There's Susan and Sarah, with Dolly and Nan, and likewise young Jenny, all do what they can to gain my sweet favour, but this is in vain. For thee I will leave them to sigh and complain. There Sarah and Susan, lace makers by trade, but I will have none but a right dairy maid. There is but few young men beloved like me, for when any damsel shall happen to see my shape, limbs, and person, both proper and tall, they cannot forbear, but in true love do fall, and fain would enjoy me, but as I have said, I'll marry with none but a right dairy maid. I was in the city of London last week, and there the young damsels my favour did seek. Each one did desire she might be my bride. They talked of their parents and portions beside. Likewise in their dress they were richly arrayed, but I'll marry none but a right dairy maid. I prithee, sweet Katie, be loving and free, for I prize no girl in the nation like thee. Then do not deny me, but grant my request, for I will be loyal to thee, I protest. To make me a promise, love, be not afraid, for thou art my jewel and sweet dairy maid. I now have with patience heard all your discourse, and therefore, sweet Robin, I must upon force surrender my purest affection to you, as hoping to find thee both loyal and true. I'll grant your desire, because you have said you'll marry with none but a right dairy maid. My Kate, thou hast freed me from trouble and care. I'll set thee behind me, we'll both to the fair, where mirth and sweet pleasure will all the day flow. Likewise a rich fairing on thee I'll bestow. No longer let's tarry, time mayn't be delayed. We'll both to the fair now, my sweet dairy maid. And there many hours they spent in delight, in feeding their fancies from morning till night. For Kate was a creature whom he so adored, he gave her whatever the fair would afford. Both music and dancing, the pipers they played, while Robin embraced his sweet dairy maid. Next day they appointed the wedding should be, then many young couple came thither to see the glory of Kate, when the knot it was tied, and she did appear a most beautiful bride. By marrying young Robin, she's had